اصطفى سلام على عباده الذين اصطفى السليم. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وأنزله المقعد المقرب عندك. اللهم رب هذه الدعوة القائمة والصلاة النافعة صل على محمد وارض عني رضا لا تسخط بعده أبدا. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد وارحم محمدا وآل محمد كما صليت وباركت ورحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد النبي وأزواجه أمهات المؤمنين وذريته وأهل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وترحم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما ترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم ترحم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما ترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم تحنن على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما تحننت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم سلم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما سلمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وبارك وسلم على محمد وعلى آل محمد وارحم محمدا وآل محمد كما صليت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم. اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وبارك على محمد النبي الأمي كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد صلاة تكون لك رضا وله جزاء ولحقه أداء وأعطه الوسيلة والفضيلة والمقام المحمود الذي وعدته واجزه عنا ما هو أهله واجزه أفضل ما جازيت نبيا عن قومه ورسولا عن أمته. وصل على جميع إخواني من النبيين والصالحين يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى أهل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل علينا معهم. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى أهل بيته كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك علينا معهم صلوات الله وصلوات المؤمنين على محمد النبي الأمي. اللهم اجعل صلواتك ورحمتك وبركاتك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما جعلتها على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وصلى الله على النبي الأمي. التحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله لله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات لله الطيبات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات المباركات الصلوات الطيبات لله. سلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. سلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. بسم الله وبالله. التحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أسأل الله الجنة وأعوذ بالله من النار. التحيات لله الزاكيات لله الطيبات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. بسم الله وبالله خير الأسماء. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات لله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا وأن الساعة آتية لا ريب فيها. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. اللهم اغفر لي واهدني. التحيات الطيبات والصلوات والملك لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله. التحيات لله الصلوات لله الزاكيات لله. السلام على النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. شهدت أن لا إله إلا الله شهدت أن محمدا رسول الله. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات الزاكيات لله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأن محمدا عبده ورسوله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات الزاكيات لله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبد الله ورسوله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات لله الصلوات الطيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات المباركات الصلوات الطيبات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. بسم الله والسلام على رسول الله.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. This is the kalam, the poetry composed by Hazrat Arif Billah, Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Saab, rahimahullahu rahmatan wasi'ah. The title of it is Sukune Dil Dar Majlis Ehne Dil. Siwaye Tere koi thikana nahi hai ya rab jidhar bhi jaaun siwaye tere koi thikana nahi hai ya rab jidhar bhi jaaun kise gham ja kise gham ja No dil sunau kise me zakhm jigar dikhau ye duniya wale to bewafa hai wafa ki qeemat se bekhabar hai ye duniya wale To be wafa hai, wafa ki qeemat se be khabar hai. Phir unko dil de, ke zindagi ko jafa se aahang kyun banao, siwaye tere. Koi thikana nahi hai ya rab jidhar bhi jao ye but jo muhtaj hai sarapa ghulam inka bano to kyun kar ye but jo muhtaj hai sarapa ghulam inka bano to kyun kar ghulam ka bhi ghulam ban kar main apni qeemat ko kyun ghataao siwaye tere koi thikana nahi hai ya rab jidhar bhi jao ye maana humne chaman mein khush rang gul se bulbul hai mast o sheda ye maana humne chaman mein khush rang gul se bulbul hai mast o sheda magar nashe man jo aarzi ho to usko maskan main kyun banao siwaye tere koi thikana nahi hai ya rab jidhar bhi jao mujhe to akhtar sukoone dil gar mila to bas ehle dil ke dar par mujhe to akhtar sukoone dil gar mila to bas ehle dil ke dar par to unke dar ko main apna maskan swami mein dil se na kyun banao siwaye tere کوئی ٹھکانہ نہیں ہے یا رب، جدھر بھی جاؤ کسے غمے جا، کسے غمے جا، نو دل سناؤں کسے میں زخم جگر دکھاؤں.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم، نحمده ونصلی علی رسوله الکریم، اما بعد، فاعوذ باللہ من الشیطان الرجیم. بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم، یا ایها الذین آمنوا اتقوا اللہ وکونوا مع الصادقین، صدق اللہ العظیم. My most respected brothers and elders, we have come here tonight with the توفیق of Allah سبحانه وتعالى. All of us are on this journey towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All of us are seeking the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And inshallah, Allah will grant us His true love and the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah will make us pass this journey with ease and reach our destination. These beautiful words of Arif Billah, Hazrat Hakim Akhtar Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi, many of you must have met Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali, and Hazrat Maulana Yunus Patel Sahib Rahmatullah Ali would also, they would read these couplets in the majlises. Those are the real majlises of Ahl Ilm and Ahl Dil. They had those hearts brimming with the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just a brief explanation of some of these verses. Siwaye tere koi thikana nahi, Ya Rab jidhar bhi jao. Ya Allah, wherever I go, whichever direction I go, besides you, O Allah, there is no abode, there is no home, there is no dwelling place, there is no support. Ya Allah, I'm in search of you. Wherever I go, I need you. I cannot do without you. Then, who can I cry and explain my pain, the pain of my heart, the pain of my liver? So many times we go through some stress in life. Sometimes it's some financial problem. Sometimes some social problem. Whatever problem we have, sometimes it's some physical ailment. So we all go through some gham in our life. But Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali is talking about another gham. And that is that gham which we all need to bring in our lives. Gham normally means distress, some pain, some hardship. Here, when a person is enticed with haram, it is the temptation of him indulging in haram, whatever the sin may be. At that time, he suppresses his nafs, his desires. He does not become a slave of his desires. He combats his egos and his desires. And for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to make Allah happy, because Allah does not want us to follow the dictates of our nafs, our egos and passions. So the temptation is very strong. And obviously now the person has to combat this temptation. Sometimes it's some haram deal. Sometimes it's some substance. Sometimes it's some woman. Sometimes it's a man. Whatever it may be, it's haram. It's not permissible. Allah will become displeased. So now the person has to exercise his full himmat and courage and overpower his nafs and desires. And in this, he will experience gham and pain. He will experience that pain. And that pain is the in pain for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When that happens, then Allah is going to shower His love to that particular person. So that's the pain a person will get when he makes that mujahada. So Hazrat is saying, who can I explain this pain to Allah? The people in this world who we attach our love for, the haram pleasures that we have. Of course, you must love your wife. Love your children, your parents, your family members, your friends. You must show muhabbat to people. But even that, there is a limit. It must not be that salah time now, we are showing love to our children, or the wife, and now we're discarding our salat. The love of Allah is always dominant. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبَّا لِلَّهِ Those who are true believers, their love for Allah is ashad. It is more severe. It is greater. It is overpowering than the love they have for anything else. So he says, in dunya we attach ourselves to some love of some person or some shop, some whatever it is. We've got a friend, and we think he's a very loyal friend, my business partner. He was my very close friend, very loyal, everything was very good. And suddenly he does me down. How does the person feel? Person is attached to a woman, and he is indulging in this haram activity. He has given his heart to her, and suddenly she abandons him. So you see, is dunya wale be wafa hai. The people of this dunya, they are disloyal. Wafa ki qeemat se be khabar hai. They do not know the qeemat, the value of being loyal. The most loyal is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That love, you will never go wrong with. The love when we have of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Other things in this world, their love will come to an end. The person may find somebody else, and then suddenly he abandons you, or she abandons you. So why should I then give my heart and my life to some person and destroy it, when that love I'm going to give to that person, that attachment that I have with that person, is not loyal, is going to lead to my destruction. So Allah protect us. Alhamdulillah, we have iman. This is the fadl and karam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We must make a lot of shukr. Alhamdulillah, alladhi hadana lil Islam. Allah gave us Islam. May Allah make us live with Islam in iman, die with iman, and raise us in the day of qiyamah with iman. And Allah give the rest of the mankind also this great gift of iman. So alhamdulillah, we're not worshipping any idol. But sometimes that love we have for wealth, material wealth, that becomes an so-called an idol that we are so-called worshipping. Because we are so attached to it. Or there's a person who we suddenly love. It's a haram pleasure. The boy is courting with a girl. And now he has given his life to the girl. It is as though he has made her his idol. This particular girl or this particular boy, who a person is now gone crazy over, this person, he, himself, she, herself, they also muhtaj. They're also in need. They are totally dependent on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They need to eat, they need to drink, they need to live in this world. So he says, these are the but, this idol, sarapa muhtaj hai. If that's the case, then why should I become a slave of one who is a slave of Allah himself? If I do that, then I'm only decreasing my value in the eyes of Allah. Allah Ta'ala wants to elevate my position. And I will be a ghulam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'll be a bondsman, a bondswoman only of Allah. He is our mawla. The Quran, Allah says, the kuffar have no mawla. They don't turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. See, a person, non-Muslim, is seeing a beautiful scenery. What do they say? Gosh, wow. And a believer, subhanallah. Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. Look at the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he says, yes, in the garden, what do we find? Beautiful flowers, different colors, different roses. And the nightingale will obviously be in merriment and enjoying an ecstasy going from one rose to another rose in different colors. Like that we are in this dunya. Different colors of people, different colors of things that will attract us. And we have become the nightingale, and now we are enjoying the beautiful attractions of this dunya. So he says, I accept that. That a person like our nightingale will become so excited in the garden full of roses. Like that, we will also become attracted. However, this worldly life, the life in this world is temporary. It is not forever and ever. If that's the case, then why should I make this world my maskan? My place of living, my abode. Akhirat is our real abode. That is why battle of Khandaq is taking place. And Rasulullah has got two stones tied to his belly. And Sahaba also are hungry, they haven't eaten for days. And Rasulullah says, Allahumma la aisha illa aishul akhirah. Wallah, the real life is the life of the hereafter, not of this dunya. Dunya is a place of sacrifice, qurbani, we have to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, obey Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then Hazrat says that, sukoon dil, to get real peace of mind, the tranquility, it is only found by those who have that dil, in other words, they have the true love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They have the recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala grant us the company of such people who have the real marifat of Allah subhanahu. They're not here to be after our dunya or to use us for their personal motives. No, their motive is to connect themselves to Allah and connect mankind to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah give us sincerity. May Allah make us among such people who become ahli dil. Dil means heart. We all have hearts. We all have hearts. But when we talk about ahli dil, in this context, it is the dil which is filled with the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, Hazrat says, then why shouldn't I make my abode then, or my place where I'm going to get my Allah, the company of those people who have Allah with them. Like he used to say, that if you want mitai, where will you go? Mitai wale ke paas. You want kapra, you want clothing, you go to kapre wale ke paas. Anything you want, you go to the person who has it. And if you want Allah, Allah walo ke paas. If you find that person who is a genuine Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's lover, and he has the marifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he has the love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he has no ulterior motive, he is going to guide us and connect us to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So respected friends and elders and our mothers and sisters listening at home of the receiver, the bottom line is, we have to apply what you call mujahada. Mujahada is what I explained now. The nafs has or invites us towards evil, temptations, whatever it may be. Now we have to combat that. So either we will combat those pleasures, the nafs and desires, and we will please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or we will give in to the temptations of our desires, become a slave, displease Allah, and commit sin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Jathiyah, Allah says, أَمْ حَسِبَ الَّذِينَ اجْتَرَحُوا السَّيِّئَاتِ أَنْ نَجْعَلَهُمْ كَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ سَوَاءً مَحْيَاهُمْ وَمَمَاتُهُمْ سَاءَ مَا يَحْكُمُونَ. Those people who perpetrate sins, أَمْ حَسِبَ الَّذِينَ اجْتَرَحُوا السَّيِّئَاتِ, those who commit sins, do they deem, they feel that they are equal to those who have iman and do good deeds? سَوَاءً مَحْيَاهُمْ وَمَمَاتُهُمْ, their lives and their passing away will be equal. In other words, a believer who will get Jannat, there's a person who disbelieves in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala expect to get Jannat then? One who is doing good deeds, pleasing Allah, and one who is not pleasing Allah, does he expect to get the same reward as the one who is pleasing Allah? If that's what you feel, then سَاءَ مَا يَحْكُمُونَ, very evil and false and wrong is what you are coming out, or the result that you are giving. And this analogy, or this decision, or this hukam that you are passing, this understanding that you have, is completely false. So this is the thing that what we need to do is refrain from all sins. And this is taqwa. Taqwa means to do good and to refrain from sins. As I said, this path towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the journey to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is not a difficult one. If it was difficult, then wouldn't I find many people going and passing and going through this life and excelling and getting Allah's pleasure? Allah created us. Allah knows our weaknesses. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes this road and journey towards Allah not just easy, but Allah makes it an enjoyable one. That's the difference. When we have the right person guiding us, there will be potholes on the road. There will be trials. There will be tribulations. There will be obstacles. At that moment, we turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This ayat that I recited, Fudayl bin Iyaz rahmatullahi alayh, he would read this ayat the entire night and he would cry and cry and cry. He would say, how I wish, ya layta shi'ari, how I wish that I know what will be my result, whether I will be amongst alladhina amanu wa amilu salihat, the doers of good, or will I be with those people, ishtarahu sayyat, perpetrators of evil. Will I be amongst the good people or amongst the bad people in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? He would cry in the entire night. Ulama have mentioned this verse as Mubkatul Abideen. The ayat that made the worshippers of Allah cry. The Sahabi of Rasulullah, Tamim Ad-Dari radiallahu ta'ala, is amongst those few people, amongst the Sahaba, who recite the entire Quran in one night. And this particular verse, he would recite it sometimes the entire night, just kana yuraddidu hadhihi al-ayah. Repeat this ayat the entire night and cry and cry. They would ponder and they would reflect. Let's see, I need to do good deeds. I need to know what is going to be my result in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I need to please my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the crux of this mujahada that we have to apply and fight our nafs and egos. You see, Mawlana Jalaluddin Rumi rahmatullahi alayh, very famous Sufi and great scholar of his time, and his couplets and his masnavi and his writings have really changed the people's lives, many, many people's life in the world. And our mashayikh keep on quoting Mawlana Jalaluddin Rumi rahmatullahi. He says, the ego, the evil passions we have, sometimes it's pride, sometimes it's ujab, vanity, sometimes it's anger, whatever it is. The ego is like a ladder that we climb up. So we just picture this ladder, and the person has got egos and temptations and passions and desires. Sometimes it's his pride, vanity, whatever it is, climbing higher and higher and higher. And he says, the higher you go, the greater the fall. The higher you go, and when you slip, you miss one rung, and you come down crashing. Like that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not want us to have a life full of egos, and we're just going higher and higher and higher, and forgetting that these are the spiritual diseases and maladies that are actually corroding our spiritual heart. Rust is coming into our heart. The only thing, we can't see it. But we feel sometimes, I'm not feeling too good. I'm feeling lazy to read my salah. I'm not reading Quran. I'm not going to make any zikr, tasbih. I'm not going to the masjid. Or the woman at home, I'm not reading my namaz. What shaitan will make us do? Just give us that other entertainment and haram pleasures. And the person wastes his entire life, but he does not feel happiness in his life. He might have other pleasures and wealth and material things of this world, he might travel, whatever. But inside sukoon, as we spoke now, that inside happiness, that inside enjoyment, that he'll be void of. Who was it that made Iblis, Shaitan, who misled him? Who made Shaitan go astray? The same egos and passion. What did he say? خَلَقْتَنِي مِن نَارُ وَخَلَقْتَهُ مِن تِينَ. When Allah commanded him to make sajda to Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, he refused. His pride, his ego. Ya Allah, you created me from fire. And you created him from sand. I'm higher than sand. Why should I bow down to him? So that led to Shaitan being expelled from Jannah. Fir'aun, what made him drown? His pride, his egos, to such an extent that he claimed divinity. مَا عَلِمْتُ لَكُمْ مِنْ إِلَٰهٍ غَيْرِي. I don't know of any other God besides myself for you. I don't know of any other ilah besides myself for you. So it was his egos, his passions. And as he's drowning, now in reality dawned upon him, there is an Allah. Now he says, آمَنْتُ بِرَبِّ هَارُونَ وَمُوسَى. I bring iman in the Rabb of Harun and Musa. It's too late. Allah has given us life. When a person is passing away, then he is compelled to leave every guna. He's forced now. The game is over. Life is over. That's why people say, do not procrastinate. In Arabic we call it At-Taswif. I'll do it. I'm still young now. When I grow old, I'll do it. I'm still studying now. I'm still doing this. I will do it later. Ulama say, or people have said, that later the tea can become cold. Later, the day will become night. Later, the thing that you had the opportunity of, it disappears. Later, that health turns into sickness. Later, life becomes death. So do not procrastinate. Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in, despite their pure lives, what clean lives they led, what pure hearts they had, Stay in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And they were gaining from the love of Rasulullah and the marifat of Allah. I mentioned a few weeks ago, Hazrat Haritha radiallahu ta'ala, he is sleeping and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam awakens him. And ask him the question, Ya Haritha, kaifa asbahta? That how are you feeling this morning? Somebody asks, Alhamdulillah, shukr, I'm okay. He says, Asbahtu ya Rasulullah, he's a mu'min and haqqa. O Messenger of Allah, I rose this morning to be a genuine believer. Rasulullah said, oh, it's a very big claim you made. وَمَا حَقِيقَةُ قَوْلِكَ You made a da'wah, you made a claim. What's the reality? What's the proof of what your claim that you have risen to be a genuine believer? He says, it is as though, he said, I have kept my entire day in the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'm fasting the entire day. أَضْمَأْتُ نَهَارِ And during the night, I'm engaged in tahajjud and ibadah, zikr, dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, كَأَنِّي أَنْظُرُ إِلَىٰ عَرْشِ رَبِّي It is as though I can see the arch of my Rabb in front of me. Can you imagine what type of heart he must have had? He says, it is as though I can see the people in Jannah enjoying Jannat. It is as though I can see the people in Jahannam shrieking and shouting. Rasulullah tells him, إِلْزَمْ Hold firm unto this. إِنَّكَ إِمْرُؤٌ نَوَّرَ اللَّهُ قَلْبَهُ Verily you are a person whose heart Allah has illuminated. Allah is brightened with His love, with His marifat. Hold on to this. Now despite the condition, you find Hanzala radiallahu ta'ala, a very great sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after he left the majlis of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he went home, he was with his wife, children, whatever work he had, his land, his property, immediately he felt that I think I'm a munafiq, I'm a hypocrite. Because in the company of Rasulullah ﷺ, my heart was feeling different. Now that I'm at home, afastan azwaj wal awlad wal dhi'at, I'm not feeling the same kefir, the same feeling as I was getting in the company of Rasulullah ﷺ. I definitely think I'm a munafiq. He goes out, nafaqa hanzala, nafaqa hanzala. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu meets him. What are you saying, hanzala? He explained his condition. You see, with Rasulullah ﷺ, I'm feeling so good. And so fully charged. And they go home. And their home was not like our homes. Their properties were not like ours. Their dunya was not like ours. And he just felt maybe slightly lower than what he felt in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu hears this. He says, I also feel I'm the same. Imagine Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu feels that he's a hypocrite. And they go to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nabi sallallahu explains to them, sa'atan was fasa'atan. That is the time for Allah and there's a time for you to be with your family. And there is the command of Allah Ta'ala that you must look and see it to the rights of your family, etc. But the point here is that they, despite having such pure hearts, they would deem and regard themselves as being munafiq. Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala, when he heard that Hudhayfa radiallahu ta'ala was given the names of the munafiqeen, the hypocrites by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he's worried, is my name there or not? Person like Umar radiallahu ta'ala. Is a story that Hazrat Abbas radiallahu ta'ala, the uncle of Rasulullah, very, very close to Rasulullah, loved him. So he had put a pipe out of his house for water that was used as a drainage. And the water was somehow seeping into the entrance of the masjid or coming close to the masjid. It was the time of Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala. Umar is Amir Mu'mineen. So he sees his pipe. And this water could come into the masjid. So he takes it and he removes it. Without consulting, without telling Hazrat Abbas radiallahu ta'ala. Hazrat Abbas comes. He sees who has taken this, who has removed this. He obviously feels angry. He gets upset. Umar radiallahu ta'ala learns of this. He realizes his mistake. Doesn't show his authority. He doesn't go and bully Abbas radiallahu ta'ala. He humbles himself, acknowledges his mistake. I should have sought your permission first. He goes to him, he asks him for forgiveness. And then he insists that, O Abbas, O uncle of Rasulullah, I'm bending down now. You stand on top of my back and you put back that pipe. As Abbas refused, I said, I'm begging you, And he insisted. And that's what Umar radiallahu anhu did. He lowered himself, physically lowered himself. And Abbas went on top of his back and then reconnected that pipe. This was the caliber of Sahaba. There's another Sahabi, Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala, such a great Sahabi of Rasulullah sallam. He was the governor, the Hakim of Bahrain. Hakim of Bahrain. And then, he was the ruler, the governor there. He would take, collect a bundle of wood, and he would go into the bazaar and he would sell it. And then somebody asked him, that you're the Hakim, why are you doing this? He said, so that pride does not come into my heart, that I am the governor of Bahrain. I've got a high position. And therefore, to go against my egos and passions and possible feelings in my heart that could lead me to pride, therefore I'm doing this job so that I have no pride. You can go on so many waqiyas of Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in. Important thing is not to procrastinate. We have to sit down and ponder and reflect, oh my Allah, I need to become your beloved. I need to follow the way of Rasulullah. I want to become the beloved of Rasulullah. When you read Durood and Salam, where does our mind go? Go to Madinah Munawwara. May Allah take us again and again. You picture yourself standing before the Rauza Mubarak. What a beautiful feeling it is. So this is what we need to bring in our life, this consciousness that my Allah is watching me. My Allah loves me. My Allah wants me to come close to Him. My Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will shower His mercy upon me. Once a person is genuine, he's sincere, made up his mind, made up her mind, they're genuine. We call this talib sadiq. A talib sadiq, he is genuine. Then Allah ta'ala makes a plan for him. Allah ta'ala now helps him to purify his heart from all the spiritual maladies he has. Quran says, وَلَوْلَا فَضُّ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَتُهُ مَا زَكَى مِنْكُمْ مِنْ أَحَدٍ أَبَدًا وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يُزَكِّي مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَاللَّهُ سَمِيعٌ عَلِيمٌ. There are three things. We know with the tafsir. Had he not been through the grace of Allah, had it not been for the grace of Allah, His mercy, and down the ayat, His mashiyat, His will, then nobody will be able to pure and his nafs, his soul. It is Allah who helps you to purify your soul. That is why the dua, Allahumma ati nufusana taqwaha, wa zakkiha anta khairu man zakkaha, anta waliyuha wa mawlaha. O Allah, give my nafs its true taqwa. Purify my nafs. Ya Allah, you are the best purifier of my soul. You are the controller of my soul. You are the owner of my soul. You are the malik of my soul. So three things we need. The fadl of Allah, the grace of Allah, the mercy of Allah, and the will of Allah. And Allah will grant it to us once we are genuine, once we are certain, once we are seeking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, we will make mistakes. We are human beings. Nobody is perfect besides Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah made them ma'asum. Allah protected them from sins. We all make mistakes and we make many blunders. When that happens, then turn again to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do not delay in turning towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And sometimes when we come onto this path and we're feeling good, do not become beguiled also. Do not feel, now I've reached my destination. You're traveling and you saw some greenery and you think that's where I'm going. But you realize, no, I still got a long way to go. I gave the example, our mashayikh have mentioned, and the person is digging for a borehole. Then they drill and they dig. And initially what comes out just hard rocks and stones. And then the person goes, they go deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper. And suddenly then he comes to a point where you get some water, but again that water is not so clear. It's mixed with some dirt or some mud or some stones. Many times on this path, when we see some water, then suddenly we feel we've reached our destination. We started our path towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We started getting our namaz right, etc. But suddenly, sometimes we feel, I'm feeling very pious. I feel now I reached my destination. No. We have to dig deeper and deeper until we get clear water. And nobody can say, now I've reached the state of perfection. When he says that, then he's imitating Iblis and Shaitan, who felt he was perfect. The only perfect being, and that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has created insan with weaknesses, but yes, we can purify our hearts, purify our souls, so that when we reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we go to Allah ta'ala as with biqalbin salim, with a clean and pure heart. So this is what our mashayikh say, and these are the reasons we have these majaris, to make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to polish and cleanse our hearts. There is what you call takhliya. Takhliya, we're making khali, taking out from this heart all those wrongs and evils that have settled into our heart, that vice, that anger, that pride, that jealousy, whatever it is. We are taking it out of our heart. And now we're going to adorn our heart with tahliya. One is kha, one is ha. Takhli, khali, take it out first, all the evil things, and now we're going to put in our heart, we're going to adorn our heart with good qualities. Sabr, shukr, qanaat, helping people, worrying about the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, being kind to people, being generous to people. And this is the way we reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah grant all of us tawfiq and hidayat. We'll make sure dhikr and dua inshaAllah. Wa akhir da'wan, alhamdulillah, rabbil alamin. Recite the Rusha.
La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah, 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah, 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 la ilaha إِلَّا اللَّهُ لَا إِلَٰهَ 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 إِلَّا اللَّهُ لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم الله جل جلاله وتعالى شأنه الله 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 الله
اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم إنا نستغفرك ونتوب إليك فاغفر لنا وتب علينا فاغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أسررنا وما أعلنا أنت المقدم أنت المؤخر لا إله إلا أنت يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا ولا إلى أحد من خلقك طرفة عين Allah, forgive us all of our sins, Ya Allah. Every single sin we committed, Ya Allah. Major sins, minor sins, knowingly, unknowingly. The darkness of the night, in broad daylight, in public, in privacy. Allah, forgive us, my Allah. Cleanse and purify our hearts, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, hamari dilo ko musaffa, mujalla, muzakka bana. Ya Allah, cleanse and purify our lives, my Allah. Ya Allah, our hearts have become filthy with all evil, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us a tawfiq of making your dhikr, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us from the dhakirin and shakirin, my Allah. Ya Allah, become pleased with us, my Allah. Ya Allah, hum kamzor hai, hum weak, hum zaif hai. Ya Allah, we are weak, my Allah. Help us, my Allah. Guide us, my Allah. We are dependent totally upon you, my Allah. You are ghani and hamid, my Allah. You don't need us, my Allah. Allah, we need you, my Allah. Allah, we're making shukr, you give us iman, my Allah. Allah, do not take our iman from our hearts, my Allah.
Allah. Make us, our family members, our children, our grandchildren, our progeny, Ya Allah. Be believers, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make us die with Iman. Raise us to the Biyam with Iman. Ya Allah, do not snatch away Iman from the hearts of any one of us. Ya Allah, give us the best of dunya, best of akhirat. Grant all of us afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection, your marifat, your qurb. Give us yaqeen, yadat. Give us the sweetness of Iman, the sweetness of begging from you, the sweetness of making sajda before you. Ya Allah, give us the sweetness, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, of your marifat, my Allah. Ya Allah, ummat bahut parishan hal hai, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the ummat is suffering, my Allah. In different parts of the world, my Allah, especially in Palestine, my Allah. Eh, Malik Kareem, Ya Allah, we feel so helpless, my Allah. Ya Allah, accept the dua of some sincere person, my Allah. Some mother or sister listening at home, some brother sitting here, my Allah. Perhaps a masoom child, my Allah. Allah, there is some sincere person sitting in this gathering, my Allah. He has raised his hands, my Allah. Or some mother at home has raised her hands, my Allah. Ya Allah, we love the ummah of Nabi Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. These are our brothers and sisters, our masoom children, my Allah. Rahm ka mamla farma. Shower your mercies upon them, my Allah. Ya Allah, for so long they are suffering, my Allah. Ya Allah, we're not questioning you, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are Ghafur Rahim, you are Aziz, you are Hakim, you are Hakim, my Allah. Ya Allah, we know that you have got, Ya Allah, for them the best of places, Ya Allah, in the Akhirat, Ya Allah, that if they die with Iman, Ya Allah, if they please you, my Allah. Ya Allah, give them the best of dunya and akhirat, my Allah. Remove their difficulties, my Allah. Remove their hardships, my Allah. Grant them, Ya Allah, peace now, my Allah. Grant them victory, my Allah. Allah, grant them afiyat in their lives, my Allah. Allah, you have given us so much of food to eat, my Allah. Ya Allah, still we complain, my Allah. Allah, our children complain, my Allah. Different, it's the type of dishes we have, my Allah. Ya Allah, they have not even a morsel of food, my Allah. Not even a grain of rice, my Allah. They just been kicked from pillar to post, my Allah. How many women have become widows, my Allah? How many children have become yatim, my Allah? Allah, with their eyes open in this world, they had no parents even, my Allah. Eh, Malik Kareem, we beg you, my Allah. Allah, we beg you, my Allah. We ask you by your Ismi A'zam, your Asma'ul Husna, your Sifat Al-Ula. Allah, you grant our Muslim brothers and sisters in Palestine, in Gaza, my Allah. Grant them victory now, my Allah. Allah, destroy the enemy, my Allah. Allah, make them zaleel, my Allah. Allah, make them zaleel, my Allah. Humiliate them, my Allah. Create terror and fear in their hearts, my Allah. Allah, you chase them away, my Allah. Ya Allah, you give us the entire ummah of Nabi Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, hidayat, my Allah. Guide us, my Allah. Forgive us for our shortcomings, my Allah. Become pleased with us, my Allah. Ya Allah, all those who are sick and ailing, grant them shifai, kamil, ajil, mustaqil, daim. So many people requested du'as in hospital at home, may Allah. They've got different type of diseases, may Allah. Some have underwent a bypass, somebody got a stroke, may Allah. Somebody got different type of problems, may Allah. Grant each one shifai, kamil, ajil, mustaqil, daim. All the marhumin, give them jannatul firdaus, may Allah. Ya Allah, give us mawt in Madina Sharif. Burial in jannatul baqi, may Allah. Grant us the intercession of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, qiyamah. Hawdi Kothul water from his Mubarak hands, my Allah. Allah, give us Jannatul Firdaus, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, protect all of us from azab of qabr, azab of jahannam, from every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal. Ya Allah, give us halal and tayyib rozi, my Allah. Ya Allah, make our sustenance come to us with ease, my Allah. Whoever is maqruz, has got debts, Ya Allah, help him to fulfill his debts, my Allah. Make it be easy for us, my Allah. Ya Allah, we've got so many desires and wishes, Ya Allah. Allah, we are totally dependent upon you, my Allah. We've got hadat and needs, Ya Allah. We have raised our hands. We're tapping only on your door, my Allah. We're not begging from any other person, my Allah, but you, my Allah. Allahumma aftah lana abwaab rahmatik wa sahhil lana abwaab rizqik ya qadi al hadat يا دافع البليات يا حل المشكلات اللهم كاشف الغم مفرج الهم مجيب دعوة المضطرين إذا دعوك رحمن الدنيا والآخرة ورحيمهما فارحمنا في حاجاتنا كلها بقضائها ونجاحها رحمة تغنينا بها عن رحمة من سواك. Allah, accept all our du'as. Allah, make our children or grandchildren become the coolness of our eyes. Make them excellent hufad, ulama, sulaha, atqiya, abrar, mukharrabin, maqbulin. Allah, unite our hearts, ya Allah. Forgive us for all our weaknesses, my Allah. Ya Allah, this area, ya Allah, they're building the masjid, ya Allah, next door, my Allah. Ya Allah, make it be easy for them, my Allah. Ya Allah, they're building your house, ya Allah. Ya Allah, you provide for them from unseen sources, my Allah. Ya Allah, keep the muhabbat, ya Allah, of these people, ya Allah, this locality, my Allah. Ya Allah, make them obedient servants to you, my Allah. Remove every type of hardship that they are facing, my Allah, and give them the best of dunya and the best of akhirah. Ya Allah, hazirin ghaibin, sabki dua qabul farma. Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhuriyatina qurrata ayun waj'alna lil muttaqina imama. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim wa tub alina ya maulana innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. سلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.